A history-making decision before the High Court. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Supreme Court justices listened to about 3 hours of arguments over whether former President Trump or any president has immunity from prosecution and now must weigh this historic case. Fox's Shannon Bream.
This is a first of its kind. Now, Justice Kagan was one of those to say the framers could have provided blanket presidential immunity for all kinds of things. They did not put that in the Constitution, and they were providing protection for other officials in other places. Here's what she said about why they may have done that.
They were reacting against a monarch who claimed to be above the law. Wasn't the whole point that the president was not a monarch?
Some justices appeared open to granting some level of immunity to protect former presidents. The dividing line may be over presidential duties versus personal actions. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker will be back on the witness stand Friday as Trump's hush money trial continues in New York City. He told jurors Thursday about his tabloid's practice of catch and kill, checkbook journalism, and secret deals. Pro-Palestinian protests spread to more college campuses, including Ohio State, the University of Minnesota, and Emory University in Atlanta. While many students support free speech and, of course, the right to protest, students like Aaron McNulty at Columbia tells Fox News it's become a safety issue.
What has happened recently is that we've seen that this speech has become discriminatory, it's become harassment, and it's kept us from studying and going to class, and it's really put our safety on the line.
17 states are challenging new federal rules entitling workers time off and other accommodations for abortions. Arkansas and Tennessee filed the lawsuit in federal court Thursday. As stocks slid on Thursday, the Dow dropped 375 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A New York appeals court overturns the 2020 rape conviction of former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein.
Reaction to the New York Court of Appeals overturning of Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction was swift. A press conference was held by anti-sexual violence leaders, among them Ashley Judd, who came forward with allegations against the disgraced movie mogul.
This today is an act of institutional betrayal. And our institutions betray survivors of male sexual violence.
One person posted on X, formerly Twitter, "I guess Me Too was just a fad, here and gone." The appeals court found that the trial court judge committed an error when he allowed the prosecution to call other women to the witness stand who were not involved in the case, but claimed to be victims of Weinstein. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A high school athletic director outside Baltimore, Maryland, is accused of executing a deep fake against his boss. That is, of course, the principal.
Police say Dazon Darian faked the voice of Pikesville High School's principal after he got word his contract would not be renewed. Darian is accused of using artificial intelligence to create the audio recording that included racist and anti-Semitic comments. Baltimore County Public Schools Superintendent Miriam Rogers says when the recording emerged, they knew they had a problem on their hands.
We made it clear that we couldn't attest to the veracity of the recording. We asked everyone not to rush to judgment.
But the clip spread quickly on social media, resulting in a flood of hate-filled responses and phone calls to the high school office. Darian is in custody and charged with theft, stalking, and retaliating against a witness. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Southwest Airlines plans to leave four airports as it faces financial weakness and Boeing deliveries fall short. They are Cozumel International Airport in Mexico, airports in Bellingham, Washington, Syracuse, New York, and Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport. Those start in August. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.